Senator Al Simpson, do our current campaign finance laws give incumbents an unfair advantage? Let's ask the old pro who's been a senator for 30 years. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, campaign finance reform once again tops our Republican agenda in Congress. Each year we seek reform, and each year you Democrats find a way to bury it. Last year you used the ridiculous idea of public financing for elections, just what the taxpayers want to hear and always do hear from you. Ted, let's place elections back in the hands of the people. Legislation introduced by our fine Republican leader Bob Dole bans PACs, limits personal funds, and restricts out-of-state contributions. It forces open and honest disclosure of all contributions. Ted, I know you Dems like to play by your own rules, but don't stack the cards against candidates with a fresh approach. But whatever you do, don't dredge up that goofy old idea of taxpayer financing of politicians.
Hogwash, Al. Dollar-for-dollar public financing of election is the best investment any taxpayer can make to restore confidence in government. Let's clean up the mess before the system breaks down in one giant scandal. We already have public financing of elections, Al, but only for presidential races, and that makes no sense. It's the most important reform we adopted after the Watergate scandal. It ended abuses in presidential campaign financing, and it worked well ever since. You right-wingers don't dare repeal it. If you had a shred of consistency, Al, you'd support the same effective, worthwhile reform for Senate and House elections. But that's not your game. Instead of honest reform, you're trying to gerrymander the system to hamstring Democrats without even ruffling the fur of fat cat Republican special interest contributors. That sort of one-sided partisan sham won't wash, Al. To be creditable, campaign reform has to apply fairly to both sides. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.